One of the most moving interviews that we've had in Countrywide last year was with Catherine O'Leary, she of the columns in Irish Country, Living the Farmer's Journal, that document the highs and the lows of life on a busy dairy farm surrounded by a large family. Well, last year, Brenda visited her and the family on the farm in Cork outside Blarney, and she was recuperating from successful cancer treatment. Well, I'm terribly sorry to say that since then, Catherine has had some news that has cast everything in a different light. But as you will hear, when Brenda dropped in again this week, Catherine is undimmed and unbowed.
Think of that part, right? We're going to feed the calves in pen two, aren't we?
Yep, sure.
What's the first milk called that the cow gives for the calf?
Colostrum.
Isn't that a big word?
Yeah.
Ricky has his own buckets here.
Buckets. We put two scoops in each bucket.
And is this one of your favourite things to do with Granny?
Yep, because I get to spend extra time.
And tell me this, will you tell her the important bit? Do you get anything for your work?
I get money for my work.
Okay, baby girls, come on, baby girls. They're always my baby girls. Come on, good girls.
I know why you've great fun with him. Like, seriously, he's just a tonic.
He is an absolute tonic, Ricky is. He said to me last week, Granny, you know, you don't know everything. So he comes out with those wonderful statements.
It's just over a year since we chatted. Was it April or May that it all happened again, the cancer reappeared?
It was about April. I was, as you saw then, Brenda, I was in wonderful form. Yeah. I was really well. I had plenty of energy. I was here in the calf shed loving every minute of it. And I was cancer free. And then I went for my check scan. I am checked every 3 months. And Dr. Deirdre O'Mahony is my consultant. She is the most wonderful lady. And, oh, there was just something about that day. She had papers. She never has papers on her desk when you go in. Everything is clear. But this day, there was a lot of paper and so on. And she turned and she said, look, of course, Tim was with me. She said, Catherine, it's back. It's across your lungs. And she started to count and show us, you know, and they call them nodules, which are baby tumours, really. And she said, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, and 1, you know. So it was everywhere across my lungs, so nothing could be done. So she said, look, I know I have a treatment in mind for you, and we will start that. And what we want to do is stabilise you and give you quality of life and so on. And of course, Brenda, I said, how long have I got? She said the median is 2.5 years. Now that was shocking, absolutely shocking. And to have to call all the gang together again and to just tell them that kind of news. Sure, we cried for a month. You know, we've cried for a month trying to get our heads around this new bombshell. If you thought enough about the chemotherapy and where you're at and the fact that you're going to be on chemotherapy until the end of your life and the fact that you don't know how long that is going to be. It could be short, it could be long or whatever. I was driving myself crazy. You would wake up and, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I would be frantic, thinking thoughts about death that you don't need to be thinking about and so on. But one day I was inside going in for my pre-assessment. And there's the most gorgeous girl, Eileen is her name, and she's the receptionist there. She said, hello, Catherine, how are you? Are you here for your spa treatment? And I took a double take. I kind of, was she making a joke or what? And she saw my reaction and she said, well, there's a lady comes in here, she said, and she calls it her spa treatment. And I thought to myself, my God, there is a mindset to have. Number one, I'm inside in the hospital for 2 days getting my treatment. I'm not sick until the treatment hits, maybe a couple of days later. I'm in a nice room. I have a nice bed. I can have my music. I can have my oils. My sister comes in and does reflexology with me to put me asleep. A friend can call. I have a particular friend, Siobhan, comes in and chats with me, and Tim might come in the evening or whatever. And I just thought, isn't that the way forward? Because before chemotherapy, the day or two before, Brenda, I'd be so cranky and cross. Oh, I have to do this again, and this is going to be this way for the rest of my life. But this has changed me.
Can we give a shout out to Eileen on reception?
Absolutely, so? We can. We can indeed. And she'd be probably most embarrassed.
Yes, I hope so.
Yes, yes.
Catherine, the readers, your friends, everybody is probably offering you advice, trying to help you through it.
People offer all sorts of kind of help. One thing that has happened to me, Brenda, that worries me a small bit, and that is 4 or 5 people have offered to have me healed, as in healers themselves or take me to a healer. And I have said no. And the reason I have said no is, first of all, it unnerves me a small bit. And secondly, and most importantly, I have the most wonderful consultant, Dr. Deirdre O'Mahony, and her team. And my trust is in them. That is why I have to say no to people who mean really well when they offer me something like healing. But I just can't go there.
Ricky, are all the calves fed now?
Yep.
Time to go home.
So we're going for our lunch. Brenda, this is Tim here.
Oh, okay. How are you, Tim?
I'm well, thank you.
My better half. I couldn't manage without him. I mean, he has become an excellent cook. It's a pity.
Does that her starve?
Tis a pity I didn't know it years ago. I'll leave ye have a chat, and Ricky and I are going to go and make lunch.
Bye, Ricky.
We'll walk away
Bye.
Home, and we'll see
Bye.
You at home. Okay, let's go.
Boil the kettle.
She said very strong things about you, Tim. I bet you won't acknowledge how good you've been to her.
I met Catherine when we were 17, and we've been together since, you know, so that's nearly 50 years now. So we've all the corners knocked off each other a long time ago. I think the cancer changes your perspective. You go from a place where, before Catherine's cancer, and we were looking forward to retirement, you know, we have a son farming with us now, so the progression was happening and the changeover was happening, and we were looking forward to more free time, I suppose, and certainly for me that included an opportunity to do a good bit of travel because I love travelling. That has changed now because of the chemotherapy, especially. We're fairly tethered to the hospital. That's sad.
So you've known Catherine as the love of your life, is that okay?
Yeah.
Say that, yeah.
For oh, what? Yeah.
Nearly
half. One half, you know, I don't know which arm it is, but just one half of us, anyhow. And I'm the same to her, you know, so. Mm. And we've always been able to lean on each other, dealing with issues. And I find that a bit hard now. It's very hard to talk to Catherine about the disease on an ongoing basis because she doesn't need the constant reminder or constant emphasis on it. And I miss that ability, or I miss that capacity to just trash out an issue. We always trashed it out together, and I miss that. So now we'll go for lunch.
That's some sight.
Isn't that some sight, yeah. We're looking out just across from the living room. We're out in the front lawn looking across. Ballincollig is over the hill, and we can see all our neighbours all along. But look, here are the cows going out the passage off to grass. And that's the real side of spring, when you see the daffodils and the spring roses, and they're all coming along, and the girls are going to grass. They love spring, and they just take off.
Why do you love this beautiful sight we're looking at?
Oh, I suppose number one, it's home, and it has been home for we're married here 42 years, and it's ever changing, Brenda. Every time you look at it, it's different. The fog comes up there in the morning, it rolls up, and it's snow white, and it rolls up literally along where the cows are going, on up there over the hill. It's just beautiful. It's serene, and as you know, my bedroom's just up there, so that's my view in good times and bad times.
Well, now, this is a very full kitchen table,
Isn't
Catherine.
Fabulous. Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely to have the kitchen table full like this with them all around it. My 4 adult children are here, Julie and Dermot and Philip and Colm. And Aileen, Philip's wife, is here as well. The mother of this most gorgeous little bundle inside here in my arms. This is Katie Margaret O'Leary, my youngest grandchild. And here is Ricky, my oldest grandchild.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Fresh from the calf shed.
Yeah. And where is Peter, my in-the-middle grandchild? He has the dustpan and the brush and he's cleaning up. Tim is sitting down there at the head of the table.
Ignored as usual.
There's another thing on the table. It's a graduation picture.
This year, Dermot graduated from UCC. He got a certificate in disability inclusive practice. Isn't that right, Dermot?
Exactly.
Congratulations, Dermot. Well done.
Thank you very much.
And look at your picture. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I look very handsome.
You do.
Except for my dad. Yeah. My mother looks beautiful.
And you look very well as well.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Baba. And here we are on cue. Katie says, I want my dinner. Yeah? Will you wait for another minute? You will? I really want to see her grow, Brenda. You know, I'm not going to lie. I want to see them grow. I want to see them develop. And I want to be able to tell them my stories and Tim's stories about our families and so on, because I think that's the role of great grandparents, really, you know, instilling all that lovely stuff into them. So, yeah, so that's, I mean, that's life, isn't it? It sums it up. We never know what's around the corner. But I think when we get bad news or something bad happens, my advice to people is to just stop and stop thinking. Stop overthinking what might happen, what's going to happen, or even what you're being told is going to happen, because nobody really knows. And I think Tim and I became experts at that when Julie was diagnosed with her disability, when Dermot arrived with a lot of medical issues and Down syndrome. If we weren't able to stop the bad thoughts, I don't think we would have survived. So you have to stop and you have to think about today and get on with tomorrow. Try and fit that bad news into your life in a place, but let life go on. Why be miserable if you can be happy? It's the only way.
Three-week-old baby Katie there, Catherine O'Leary's granddaughter. She will incidentally never know how close she came to being kidnapped by Brenda Donoghue. But that is quite a message to set us up for the weekend, I think. Stop overthinking. Life is for living. Why be miserable if you have the opportunity to be happy? Today's programme was put to air with the help of Ruth Kennington, Ina Dacker and Eileen Herron. Playback is on the way. Don't forget, Here to the Ground on Thursday on RT1 at 7:30. Do go out there and live this weekend.